The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
I'm James, and this is The Stage Right Side with James Whiteside, where we'll dive deep into the dark world of dance and come up on the bright side. Oh, that's terrible. Oh my God. Are you back on the stage right side? I think you are, because the stage right side with James Whiteside, aka moi, is back. It has been a minute, and I am so happy to be back on the stage right side. And I just thought I would give y'all a little update over the past year. This Met season was the craziest season of my career. I did so many shows, and it was some of the most fun I've ever had on stage. When you're out there so frequently, you just get so comfortable, and as I get older, I find new ways to approach old roles. And yeah, it just felt like such a season of growth for me, and I don't know, it's rare that you can dive in to so many different roles in such a short time. So the ABT season is psychotic, but it is also really chic. It was fun doing Jane Eyre by Kathy Marston. That was a new and exciting ballet for ABT to do. I mean, what a journey for my character, Mr. Rochester. And I loved diving into that character. And revisiting Harlequinade and doing The Seasons by Alexei Ratmansky. Deuce Coupe by Twyla Tharp. I mean, we were gagging for it, Henny, okay? So that being said, I also did the Fire Island Dance Festival, and it was the 7th week of the Met, and I was choreographing on Hurricane Catherine Herlin and Aaron Bell, who are both now soloists in the company, and I met up with them on a Sunday at Baryshnikov Arts Center, and I had prepared all this stuff to teach them because we literally had one day to make a 7-minute pas de deux. And I'm teaching them the pas de deux. I'm like, oh gosh, I feel kind of funny. I'm like, maybe I'm just like really hungover or something. I don't know what's going on. And I would do a lift with Aaron or something because of course I make him lift me because, you know, he can. And I'd have to sit down and I'd be like, oh God, I feel gross. Hang on. And then, you know, 3 hours later, the piece was finished, and I really did not feel well. I was waiting for the bus back to my apartment, the crosstown bus, and I started getting shivers. And when I arrived home, I had a full-on fever and was shaking. It was very unpleasant. This is graphic, everyone, I'm sorry, but I was vomiting all through the night, and I woke up in the morning, and I was scheduled to do Prince Desiree in Sleeping Beauty. And I felt like I was gonna die. So I called and I said, okay, I'm like barfing a lot and I have a fever. What should I do? And so I was out for the whole week. I was sick for the whole week. It was awful, especially after doing 7 weeks of like complete beast mode your body tells you, queen, sit down, queen. So I did have to, and I was out for a whole week. And then I went to Virginia with the company to Wolf Trap, and had 5 days to choreograph a 20-minute ballet that's premiering in Vail. And that brings me to where I am now. I am sitting in my hotel room in Vail, Colorado. It is gorgeous out, and I am gagged. I love it here. I've been here since maybe 14. I don't remember every year. And I'm always happy to come back. But I have a new ballet premiering on the ABT program tonight. And it's my birthday. So there's a lot going on, and I am really, really excited, and I am nervous to show people my work, and that's okay. I'm going to be squirming in my seat. Squirmity, squirm, squirm. You know, whatever. But the piece is called New American Romance, and it is my take on what I believe romance is and what it means now. And you know, the majority of the cast is American, and it feels decidedly American just from my background and my training. There's a lot in there that that is reminiscent of my training. And I'm excited to share it with people, but I am absolutely terrified at the same time. Well, that being said, while I'm here in Vail, Colorado, I will be giving you a peek into the inner workings of what we do here. And we actually work really hard here. There are rehearsals from morning to night. The day before, I had class at 10 a.m., and then I had rehearsal till 11:30 p.m. Yes, I thought I was going to die, but I survived, as we tend to do. And I'm going to ask all my friends here to come and join me on the stage right side, and hopefully we'll get some good guests on the podcast for y'all. So that being said, please join me as we venture into season, let's call this season 4 of the Stage Right Side. How does that sound? Very good. Thank you for your response. All right, I adore you all, and see you next time on the Stage Right Side with James Whiteside. Yeah.